Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome everyone to the NBA podcast on RJ Bell's Dream Preview. I'm your host, Munaf Manji, back here in the saddle, getting everyone ready for the playoffs here. Still two of the eight seeds to be determined here in each conference. We'll get into the play-in tournament games happening on Friday night. Recap what we saw, cover some more injury news through the NBA here. Including teams that are, you know, vying for that eighth spot. And we'll recap our picks, give you guys a promo code, give out our best bets for the play-in tournament games, and, of course, a player prop best bet on this episode. But joining me here to help me break everything down in the NBA as we get ready for game ones this weekend is my main man, Sleepy J. Sleepy, what's going on, my man? How you doing?
I'm hanging in there, getting ready for this last play-in games that we have here, and then we'll have our full field set. So looking forward to that, locking and loading in for, you know, the first round. So kind of getting all my ducks in a row here. So that's pretty much about it. Nothing super serious.
Yeah, it's a slower week than usual, obviously, what we're used to during the regular season when there's, you know, X amount of games going on every single night here. But, you know, with the play-in tournament this week and us figuring out who's going to be the seventh and eighth seeds in the respective conferences. So a little bit more time for us to breathe and, you know, get ready for these series that are going to be tipping off this weekend for the NBA playoffs. Let's quickly recap our picks here from the last episode that we did do here. Sleepy, was a losing episode for us, but it's only been our second one since the All-Star break. You know, we'll take it on the chin. We'll take it like men here, but we're going to bounce back for sure, I believe, not only for the Friday night card, but also all throughout the playoffs here. You had the lone winner for us. We ended up going 1-2. You had the first quarter under between the Warriors and the Kings. That one got there fairly easily, I would say. Not really a sweat there, so a good winner there by you. I did have the Warriors money line, and this team just did not even show up from the tip of this ball game. Kings take it to the Golden State Warriors and potentially ending the dynasty of Steve Kerr, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson. 114-98 was the final score. And this was a 4-point game at the half in favor of the Kings. And I would have thought that we would see a Warriors type of third quarter like we're used to seeing, but just wasn't there for them. And, you know, hindsight, well, I know we'll talk about this more, probably more in the offseason, about this Warriors team and what the future looks like for them. But, you know, no playoffs for them this year. No Steph Curry. Unfortunately, that did not get to the window for me. And then our player prop best bet, shockingly, we take a loss here, Sleepy. We had Brandon Ingram on his points and rebounds to go over 23.5. This number actually closed 22.5. So the number went against us for the first time, I believe, all season. Went against us with the Donovan Mitchell pick that we had a few weeks ago. That one got to the window, but this one unfortunately did not. And I still think that he's possibly still dealing with the injury. And I think that's more so my fault on that one, just not recognizing that, you know, he's only one game back, that last game of the regular season, and probably still dealing with it and wouldn't see that much of an increase in minutes. And unfortunately, he didn't see it. It looked good in the first quarter. We've had nine counting stats for us. I think that something in the neighborhood of 7 points and 2 rebounds, but just wasn't able to get to the window for us. So I'm very confident we'll bounce back here on the Friday night card and all throughout the playoffs here, Sleepy. But, you know, that's kind of where we are, at least as far as our picks from our last episode.
Yeah, you're going to lose every now and again. At least that's kind of the case for us. Can't win every day. You know, we've been on a red hot heater here, especially with our player prop best bets. But you know, we did have a bunch of winners on the last podcast too. So I didn't really chalk it up as a losing podcast. But as far as, you know, we ink stuff in black and white. Yeah, it's a losing podcast. Ingram, I don't know, man. It was just, it's one of those situations where you feel really good about the pick and then you watch the game and then you realize like, yeah, that probably was a mistake. You know, the fact that we went ahead and we fired on the guy that was coming back from injury, that's always a risk. But I felt like, you know, as I watched that game, that there were touches that he would normally go ahead and get, shots he would normally go ahead and take, that other players that surrounding him, you know, went ahead and took those shots. And I thought, you know, one of those guys was Herb Jones. He was a guy that you and I had talked about for like a brief minute, that was one guy that I was worried about. You know, they could take touches, and guys on the bench could take touches too, because, you know, they became such an important part of that team. You know, the fact that they ended up making the play in the way that they did, and a lot of the, there wasn't a lot of stress put on Ingram to go ahead and get them down the final stretch there, because he was on the sideline. So, you know, those guys took a lot of reps. They took a lot of shots. They became, you know, more important to that team. And I think when they finally went ahead, stepped on the court, those guys were, you know, they were ready to go ahead and step up and play their normal roles that they've taken, you know, without Ingram on the floor. So sometimes it's tough to just go ahead and hand the keys right back to the guy, you know, who has driven the Cadillac pretty much all year long. So it's just, I don't want to say it's a lesson learned. It's kind of, you and I had our eyes wide open to that even before this game started, but we did. We felt pretty comfortable that Ingram would go out there and be able to at least go ahead and get over 23.5 points and rebounds. Came up short. No big deal. You know, what are we on, a 16-2 run? That's pretty freaking good.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take that every day of the week here if you're going to tell me we're going to go 16-2 over 18 best bets, in fact. So, you know, time to start a new streak, and I'm sure we'll do that here on the Friday night card. See, a couple of injury news concerning both teams that are remaining in the play-in tournament. For the Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler did suffer an MCL injury last night. Looks like he is going to be out for at least a minimum of 2 weeks. And that's only, of course, if the Miami Heat do advance against the Chicago Bulls for that 8th seed. And then also Zion Williamson, who was having an absolutely fantastic game for the New Orleans Pelicans in that game against the Lakers. He suffers a hamstring injury. He's going to be out at least 2 weeks as well. Alex Caruso also did suffer a foot sprain, but he's officially listed as questionable for this Chicago Bulls team. So we'll see if he ends up playing or not, but I think that's a big pivotal piece for the Bulls defensively, at least one of their best defensive perimeter player there. So couple of injury news there. I mean, it just sucks, especially, well, you know, I think we'll start with the first one, Zion, because they played earlier this week. I mean, he had a phenomenal game and phenomenal season for that matter. I mean, he played in the career high 70 games this season, and for him to be sidelined when it matters the most, especially for a Pelicans team like we just talked about, who Brandon Ingram may still be injured, and for them not to have a guy like Zion, who was having a great game in that Lakers game, he dropped 40 points before he did get injured. Just tough to see, especially, you know, for this Pelicans team who were finally healthy but now suffer a blow with Zion Williamson. I know we'll talk more about their game against the Sacramento Kings. We do break that game down, but it's just tough to see with these guys, especially at this juncture of the season, Sleepy, get these guys getting hurt.
It's funny how we played Ingram in the last game, and we probably should have really considered him for this game, and the fact that,
yeah,
you know, we went ahead and we lost that pick. You and I, we didn't even bother to even really look at him, which, you know, could be a mistake on our part. But yeah, the Zion injury is going to be, I mean, it's going to be massive. Here's what I think. I don't think the Pelicans are going to beat the Kings in this next game. That's just me. You can't lose a guy like Zion, who obviously does so much for your team. That guy provides a lot of energy, a lot of firepower. So, I mean, he's going to be missed. This was a team in the Pelicans that could have been pesky. You know, they could have knocked off, you know, a number one, number two, number three seeded type of team, you know, in the playoffs. But this is, I honestly just think that this is the end of the road. I don't think they're going to beat the Kings. So it's going to have to be next season or bust. I think that that's where it's at right now with the Pelicans without Zion.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, again, tough to see with the injury that occurred to Zion. And I think I'm in the camp with you about the Sacramento Kings potentially moving on here against the Pelicans. But we'll break that down game here in a minute. Also, Jimmy Butler. Remind me, last year they were without Tyler Hero. He finally gets healthy, and now Jimmy Butler suffers the injury in the game against the Philadelphia 76ers. You know, just say, I guess a freak injury, not a freak injury, but I think it was just incidental what transpired between him and Kelly Oubre at the end of that first quarter, where he did land on his knee and did suffer the knee injury. Jimmy Butler, so he'll be out indefinitely for the Miami Heat. And they're also going to be missing, you know, potentially Duncan Robinson and Terry Rozier that they picked up at the trade deadline. So now a lot of the pressure falls on guys like Jaime Jaquez, Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo to really step up. They're going to be able to against the Chicago Bulls team, who just are having so much success against that, the Atlanta Bulls defense there in the game on Wednesday night. So, you know, those two teams will square off in Miami on Friday night, but another injury there that just tough to see for a team like the Miami Heat, who, again, are a team that could just flip the switch at any time they're sleepy.
Yeah, this one's tough. I don't think Miami's going to be able to do much without Butler on the court. I know that they're used to kind of playing without him, but this is, you know, it's the playoffs, and the team that you're going to be facing is going to bring, you know, max motivation. The injury that concerns me more about this next potential game with the Bulls and the Heat, you know, is Caruso. Because there's a chance that he probably won't play. I actually am going to handicap this next game is that he's not going to play. So, I mean, we'll talk a little bit about that. But clearly the Butler loss, I mean, he's not going to be on the floor. So I don't think Miami's going to advance. That's kind of where I'm at. I think that these two injuries are kind of just gut punches. You can't lose your best players and expect to go ahead and keep moving on in the playoffs. And I think the road ends here probably for both of those teams here quickly.
Yeah, I mean, let's just get into that game. I think it's a good transition because that will be the first game that's going to be played on Friday night between the Chicago Bulls and the Miami Heat. We just talked about the injury concerns for both teams there. Right now, as it stands, the Miami Heat are actually favored by 1.5 in this game against the Chicago Bulls. Total is sitting at 205 in this game. Money line minus 125 for the Miami Heat and plus 105 for the Chicago Bulls. So we talked about, right, the opportunity was there for the Miami Heat in that game where they were leading early and they let the Philadelphia 76ers come back in a very heroic effort from Nick Batum. And I think that when we talk about the Sixers team, I mean, you can say what you want. I think that Joel Embiid is still a little bit injured there. Maybe he's at 50-60% right now. Tyrese Maxey really didn't have a great game as well, but it was really the other guys that stepped up and, you know, led by Nick Batum, who was great offensively, but more importantly, he made those two clutch defensive plays down the stretch against this Miami Heat team. And you know, we talked about the injury to Jimmy Butler. Now you have other guys that need to step up. And I'm not taking a lot away from that game against the Hawks for the Bulls, because we knew that the Hawks coming into this game were one of the worst, if not the worst defensive team in the entire association. They were also the worst team against the spread in this entire association. But again, giving a lot of credit to the Chicago Bulls, and they were able to take advantage of that. They won this game pretty comfortably. There was a run that they did make the Hawks in that second quarter, but the Bulls were, you know, they were able to weather the storm when they did make that run, led by Coby White, who had a 42-point night, career high. And unfortunately, it doesn't count, but I think in his mind, it definitely will count. But again, incredible performance by the Bulls there. But I know you mentioned you're leaning towards the Bulls here in this game here, Sleepy, but what are we thinking about the spread here?
I think when you lose Butler, you just lose so much firepower on your team, you know, whether it would be defense, a guy who can handle the basketball if you need him to, go out there and score points, you know, be a leader. There's just a lot that you lose when you lose a Jimmy Butler. It's not like their starting roster is exactly great. You know, you still have Jovic out there. You have Caleb Martin. Like, you know, it's not – I mean, they're not part of like any big two or big three. You're going to need a massive game out of Hero. You're going to need a massive game out of Adebayo. And then I look at at the Heat bench, and it's like, you know, where are you going to get all your points from? You know, maybe Hawkes can go ahead and get you what you need, but are we really relying on guys like, you know, Wright, Highsmith, and Kevin Love? I don't know. You know, if they have to start digging in the benches here, I do worry about that. I think the Bulls are the better team, though. I think that the team that's more equipped to lose, you know, a player, obviously, you know, who are you going to take? You're going to take Butler, you're going to take Caruso. Obviously, you're going to take Jimmy Butler, you know, 7 days out of the week over an Alex Caruso. But I feel like you can lose a guy like Caruso on this Bulls team because you have Dosunmu, you have Kobe White to go ahead and step up. Now, yeah, you're going to lose a little bit of defense. You're going to lose a little bit of heart because you know that that's how Caruso plays. He's just a pesky player, pretty good defensive player. So I look at the two teams and I just think that Jimmy Butler's so much more of a massive loss. I don't think that comes to a surprise as any, but I feel like the Bulls have an opportunity here to go ahead and win this game where maybe they would have went into Miami against Jimmy Butler. And that line's probably, I would say maybe Miami -4.5, maybe even -5. I don't know what the market values Jimmy Butler right now, but the fact that he's out, I think that that just gives the Bulls so much motivation to say, you know what, we can win this game. We can beat this team. So I like the Bulls here. I don't need the 1.5 here. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to play them on the money line. And it's not like Miami was really playing the greatest basketball coming down the stretch. And that worries me. And I don't know. I don't know how they can go ahead and win this game, even at home without Jimmy Butler on the floor. I think it's just a gut punch. Like, this is a team, right, who has been super duper pesky in the playoffs for how many years now in a row. This team's not going to be able to even provide them even being pesky. And I think that this team probably realizes that. So it wouldn't surprise me if Miami comes out really flat and the Bulls come out extremely motivated. I would really look at maybe like the Bulls in the first quarter, second quarter. I would consider those options too, because I think this Bulls team is going to come into this game like knowing that we cannot fumble the bag here early. So I like the Bulls. I'll play them straight up, and I will consider them maybe like even in the first quarter just come out really, really motivated. Obviously, with no Jimmy Butler, I would suspect that the Bulls will probably be the better defensive team here. So that's kind of the way I'm looking at for this one. Haven't made a bet yet on this, but right now those are some wagers I'm looking at. I will say this too. I haven't fully nailed down on a player prop that I really like for this particular game, but I think that the first guy we should take a look at is Kobe White. Like, he should be a guy that we should be looking at because I think that he's going to be asked to go ahead and do so much in this particular game again. That he's one guy that we should be looking at.
Yeah, and he has a hot hand right now, right? Coming off of the career high night. I mean, he was very efficient as well, right? 15 of 21 from the floor for Kobe White, and he was just making it look too easy getting to the basket at will against that Atlanta Hawks team. So, yeah, I think you're right. I'm on the Bulls side here as well. It's also just getting to the fact now that it's available bodies for the Miami Heat team, right? Like, last season, they had enough depth to make that push with the healthy, somewhat healthy Jimmy Butler last season. I think he was a little bit compromised getting towards the NBA Finals last year, but they didn't have Tyler Hero, but they had still guys like Caleb Martin had a phenomenal playoff series. They had Max Strus last year as well. They had Bam as well. So now you look at this team right now, going to be without Jimmy Butler. Looks like they're going to be without Terry Rozier, Duncan Robinson. Those are key pieces of your top eight guys in your rotation for this Miami Heat team. And let's not forget, these two teams did match up last year in the play-in tournament game where the Miami Heat had to come from behind and beat this Chicago Bulls team, and which led them to their, you know, run to the NBA Finals. But I think this is a spot where I just think that, again, when you look at the guys that are coming off of the bench for this Miami Heat team, it's guys like Haywood Highsmith. It's I think Jaime Hawkins is going to have to step up here as well. Kevin Love. So it's not a lot of guys that are coming there that are really intimidating me coming off of the bench, where for this Chicago Bulls team, their role players especially are playing great basketball at the right time. But I think it's really going to be led by, obviously, their key guys in DeMar DeRozan. It's going to be Kobe White, like you mentioned, as well. And then what can you get out of the other guys on this roster for the Chicago Bulls team? So I'm on the Bulls here with you. I would be only be able to look at them on the money line here against the Miami Heat.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, here's something that is not discussed as much as it should be. We all have a social battery, right? Now, what's a battery? A battery stores energy. It has a lot of energy, or it doesn't. It's drained. I can be on. I can be engaged. I can have fun. But when I'm done, I'm drained. Driving home, I don't want to hear much talking. What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? What's the best way to do that? Therapy through BetterHelp can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So if you're thinking therapy could help you, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. There's a brief questionnaire that helps match you to a licensed therapist. And remember, you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/RJ to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/RJ.
Going over to the Western Conference matchup for the 8th seed, determine who plays the number one seed, the Oklahoma City Thunder, in the playoffs. We've got the Sacramento Kings. They will be hosting the New Orleans Pelicans in this matchup. Currently, as it stands, the other way around. The Pelicans will be hosting the Sacramento Kings in this matchup. Kings are a -1.5 road favorite in this game. Total is sitting at 212.5, -125 on the money line for the Sacramento Kings, and for the Pelicans at +105. Mentioned the injury for the Pelicans. Obviously, no Zion, dealing with the hamstring issue. And also, we'll see how effective Brandon Ingram is going to be for this Pelicans team. For the Sacramento Kings, they will be without Kevin Huerter and Malik Monk. But the guys led by De'Aaron Fox, Domantas Sabonis, Harrison Barnes, Keegan Murray, all will be ready to go in this game for the Sacramento Kings here. Kings laying 1.5 here on the road. Sleepy, what are you thinking about this game between these two squads?
I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to make the Kings my best bet. So I'll go ahead. I'll give this out now. Obviously, with Zion off the floor, that's a massive problem. But like we were talking about in our player prop best bet that lost there with Brandon Ingram, he was kind of thrown back into the situation. So it provides, you know, a massive adjustment to go ahead and get all the guys around Brandon Ingram and the entire Pelicans team to kind of just figure it out quick. And it's not easy to just figure it out, you know, in the middle of a playing game where you have to hope everything goes right. Now you take out Zion, now you have another hitch. So it's two things that are really working against the Pelicans here, you know, in this particular game where you're trying to figure out what you do with Ingram now inserted, and you're trying to figure out now what you're doing with Zion out. You can't necessarily do that in a playing game, especially against a team, you know, in the Kings who, you know, they blew the Warriors out in Sacramento. So they're obviously going to come into this one motivated regardless of who's on the floor for the Pelicans. The Pelicans could have had a healthy squad. I'm telling you, the Sacramento Kings would have went in, no, extremely motivated, but they realize that this Pelicans team is now vulnerable. Like, where are they going without Zion? Probably not far if they do get past, you know, the Kings in this game. But I like the Kings overall. I think what they did to the Golden State Warriors in that particular game, we really haven't even talked about the Warriors at all. I thought the Kings just disrupted that Warriors team so much. You and I had went ahead and talked about maybe Klay Thompson could potentially shoot you out of a game. And sure enough, you know, the dude goes 0 for 10. And it didn't look good. The optics didn't look good for the Warriors as they were leaving Sacramento. It'll be interesting to see what the Warriors do. But yeah, I mean, Sacramento did everything they needed to do in that game. I actually thought that Steve Kerr made a massive mistake starting Klay Thompson in that game. I thought he should have had Kuminga on the floor and had Klay and Brandon out there, you know, coming off of the bench, because that seemed like it was something that worked. But, you know, that getting away from the Warriors, though, I think you probably agree that, you know, that they didn't even put the right team out on the floor. But the Kings played well. There was a brief moment in time in that game where, you know, the Warriors made a little bit of a charge, but it just got immediately answered by Sacramento. because they know who they are. They know what their offense is. They know what they can do on defense. They kind of know where all their guys need to be and stuff like that. So, you know, going in there in New Orleans, a team that's not going to really, they're not going to know what the hell they need to do. At least I don't think so. And I think that eventually Sacramento just starts chipping away, chipping away, chipping away. I don't want to say that this game's going to end in a blowout there, Manoff, but I could see the Pelicans realizing that they're not going to beat this team at some point in this game. Maybe it's late in the second quarter. Maybe it's midway through the third. And they just completely deflate like a tire. And the Kings just start running away with this game. So I really like this game a lot. I wouldn't be surprised if this line maybe goes like Kings minus 2.5, maybe even all the way up to like Kings minus 3. So I'll go ahead. I'll play them now. I don't have a problem playing them on the money line right now. And I don't have a problem laying a point. But that's where I'll go. I'm going to go and give out the Kings as my best bet. I think they're just playing good basketball. They have to be motivated coming off that big win against the Warriors at home. That now with no Zion, that they can go ahead and they can advance in the playoffs. So give me the Kings best bet. I like it a lot.
Does it make you nervous that Pelicans won all 5 meetings this season between these two teams?
That is awesome. That even makes me even loving this play even more. It really does.
I think I'm there with you. Obviously, with no Zion, and I have to kind of go back and look at how well he did or didn't do against this Kings team. But it just feels like everybody's just counting this Kings team out, right? I mean, I mentioned the two injuries without Malik Monk and Kevin Huerter. I mean, two key pieces, and that rotation shortens up a little bit. But I think we talked about this in the first game against the Warriors, that you're going to be expecting both of those guys in Domantas Sabonis and De'Aaron Fox to be playing 40 plus minutes easily in this game, right? Because it's essentially a win or go home situation. And I think that the reason that I brought that up is that I think that's something that's on their mind, that, hey, this team beat us 5 times during the regular season, but right now in this moment, that doesn't matter. We win this game, we're going to be the 8-10, and we're going to the playoffs. And this is an opportunity for us to eliminate this team who, you know, beat us and beat us handily during the regular season, to send them home. And we get into the playoffs here. So again, I expect Sabonis to be out there. He played 37 minutes against the Warriors. And I mean, they probably benched him with the final couple of minutes there because they were leading for most of the way there against the game against the Warriors. De'Aaron Fox played 39 minutes. So I'm expecting heavy minutes out of this team in the Sacramento Kings against this Pelicans team. And again, for the Pelicans, it's going to be trying to figure out who steps up offensively, right? Because if we think that Brandon Ingram is still injured, that he may still be limited, and obviously no Zion, who was playing absolutely great basketball, like, who's the guy that steps up offensively? So I think that's one thing that really worries me about this Pelicans team, that are they going to have a shot creator? Or do they have to rely on a three-point shot and knock down three-point shot in this game? And CJ McCollum as well, he wasn't very good against the Lakers in that game for the 7th seed. So I think I like the Sacramento Kings here with you. So I will take them on the money line here as well, minus 125 for them to be the 8th seed in the Western Conference. So go up against the Oklahoma City Thunder. So you gave your best bet there, Sleepy. I'm going to go over to my best bet for the two play-in tournament games here to determine who's going to be the 8th seed in each respective conference. And I think for me, it just comes down to defense. And I think this game between the Kings and the Pelicans, I think it turns into a rock fight. 212.5, I think that number is a larger number here at 212.5. And again, like I mentioned during the regular season, these guys were flying over the number, but I think this is a game, like I mentioned, that I don't know who's going to step up offensively for this Pelicans team. And we saw what the Sacramento Kings were able to do, limiting the Golden State Warriors to only 94 points in that game that they played in on Tuesday night. So I think if they're able to carry that momentum and that defensive effort into this game and really put the clamps down on the Pelicans, I think they are more than alive to win this game. And same thing with the Pelicans, right? Like, you can't go into this game think you're going to play in a fast-paced game against the Sacramento Kings and expect them to win this game and frankly just go out there and score them. No, you're going to have to, you know, clamp down on the defensive side there as well and try to win the game that way. So I would think this game lands in the neighborhood of around 103-100. That it sneaks under this total here. And again, this is a it is a playoff atmosphere type of game because this determines who goes home and who gets to play the Oklahoma City Thunder. So I expect the defense to be playing at a high level in this game. So I'm going to go with the under 212.5 as my best bet, Sleepy, between the Kings and the Pelicans.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that pick. I think that the fact that the Pelicans are at home, they're probably going to go ahead and dictate the pace as much as they can. And with no Zion, they're going to be searching for offense. And I think that at certain times, players who aren't the star player, who aren't used to going out there taking that big shot, they're a little bit more reluctant to go ahead and shoot the basketball. They're more or less, you know, looking for the other star player out there. And at times it just becomes, you know, a little bit of a janky offense. So, I could see the Pelicans being slow. I could see them really searching for offense, trying to get the ball to McCollum and Brandon Ingram as much as possible, you know, getting deep into the shot clock. And the Kings, you know, they're going to do everything they can to go ahead and prevent, you know, the home crowd from being in it. And a lot of times a slower paced game, you know, it actually helps that out. So I'm not against your pick here. I thought the number was a little bit low, to be honest with you. So I probably wouldn't play it just based on I thought the number would be higher. But that's the market telling me that I'm wrong. So the fact that you like this is a best bet, I know that I won't play this game over for sure. So I'm glad that we had this discussion. I'm glad the number came out lower, you know, than what I expected. So at least I know going into this game, at least when it came to the total, that I was wrong. So I'm glad we have this conversation. I'm glad this is your best bet. So keeps me off of a loser, that's for sure. I'm pretty sure about that.
There we go. So there's our best bets. Sleepy on the Kings here. On the money line against the Pelicans. And then I have the under and the same game, 212.5 as it stands right now. So there'll be a lot of great things happening right now on pregame.com. Obviously, NBA playoffs tipping off this weekend, officially game ones. We also have the NHL playoffs kicking off this weekend as well. NFL draft next week. Win total starting to pop up for the NFL as well. Let our listeners know, what can they take advantage of right now on pregame.com?
Well, I'll tell you this. From doing all these podcasts that we do, the most favorite coupon that the listeners like is just a basic old 20% off coupon. Why, I don't know, but that's the one that gets used more than anything. So go over to pregame.com, type in play20. That'll save you 20% off anything there at pregame.com. Make sure you guys go there and pick up something, you know, for the NBA playoffs. Again, there will be a couple guys there at pregame that will have some NFL draft stuff as well. And those guys are working on that for months. And they always win when it comes to the NFL draft. So if you see anything there at pregame.com NFL draft related, again, use that coupon code play20. Not only will you save 20%, but I'd be willing to bet that you're going to end up coming out on top with any type of NFL draft stuff. And then you got the MLB season. You know, we're getting right into the thick of it now. So if there's anything there, again, save 20%. Enter that code play20 at pregame.com.
There you go. Make sure you guys use that promo code play20, 20% off anything over on pregame.com. Last order of business here, Sleepy, that is going to be our player prop best bet. Looking to start a new winning streak here as we've still hit, 16 of our last 18 overall. And we'll go over to that game between the Miami Heat and the Chicago Bulls. And we're going to zero in on a player that's going to have to step up for the Miami Heat team in the absence of Jimmy Butler for sure. We'll see if Terry Rozier and Duncan Robinson do end up playing this game or not. But we're going with Tyler Hero. 23.5 points and the over on that for this game between the Heat and the Bulls. And we take a look, number one, Sleepy, that it's going to be a usage thing and it's going to be a shot volume thing for Tyler Hero in this matchup. when we go back and look at what transpired on Wednesday night between the Heat and the Philadelphia 76ers, in that game, Tyler Hero played 41 minutes. He was 9 of 27 from the floor, 4 of 14 from three-point land, and ended the game with 25 points. So he's going to have the ultimate green light in this game, number one. You take a look at Jimmy Butler in that game. He took 18 shots. So that's going to open up, obviously, more shot opportunities for other guys. But I just expect that Tyler Hero is going to have the ball in his hands, and this usage rate is just going to be through the roof for a guy like Tyler Hero. And if he gets up another 25 to 30 shots in this game, I definitely do expect him to be a lot more efficient in this game if he wants his team and give them an opportunity to win this game. But you take a look, even dating back to the regular season before they played in this play-in tournament game, the shot volume has been there for a guy like Tyler Hero. And I think it's also the fact that the minutes as well are going to be there, like I mentioned. And in particular against the Bulls, in his career, he's done pretty well. You know, he hasn't faced them this season, at least. But when we talk about when it matters the most, and obviously this game is it for all four teams that we've talked about, that Tyler Hero, I think he does rise to the occasion here. I think the shot volume is still going to be there for him. I think he'll be more efficient in this game, Sleepy, and I think just the minutes are going to be there for him. So right now, I see this number of 23.5 for his points prop. Right now on FanDuel, Sleepy, we're going to go with the over 23.5 player prop best bet. Tyler Hero, over 23.5 here, Sleepy.
Yeah, this is probably going to end up being a fan favorite. I would assume that the Joes will at least be on this one because, well, Jimmy Butler's out. Who are we going to play? Are we going to play Adebayo? Are we going to play Tyler Hero? Well, we're all going to jump on Tyler Hero. Don't be surprised if, you know, the books end up with a really lopsided handle on this game with this particular prop. But I think this is the way that we have to go here. You already mentioned it. You're going to get the minutes. And when you get minutes, you want to, you know, at least lean towards a player. But are you going to get the volume with those minutes? Is he just going to be a player that's going to be out there running around for 40 minutes, you know, not taking enough shots? That's not the case. Tyler Hero shot the ball 27 times in the last game. But let's forget really about the last game. Go through the entire year when Tyler Hero was healthy and this Miami team had multiple guys off the floor, namely Jimmy Butler. Tyler Hero was the guy. And he was not afraid to go out there and shoot the basketball in the biggest moments of any game. And he went out there and he shot the ball, you know, 20, 25 times in those games. And he went well over these totals multiple times. I mean, this guy's got a lot of games over 23.5, I can tell you that. So I like the fact that Miami is here at home. I think that's going to help his percentage. I mean, it's not easy going into Philadelphia and playing, especially when your best player on the floor for Miami, you know, was banged up right from the gate. So I think that he's going to get the volume. I think he's certainly going to go ahead and get the minutes. I like the fact that he is here at home and they're going to, you know, it's now Tyler Hero's team. That's the way that I'm kind of viewing it. So if Miami wins this game, we easily hit this one. There's no way that this doesn't hit if Miami wins this game. I don't know. Who else are you going to turn to? You know, who are they going to put in the starting lineup? Is it going to be Highsmith? Is it going to be Hawkins? Is it going to be Kevin Love? I don't know. I don't think it really matters. I don't see those guys stealing any shots off of Tyler Hero. So I would expect him to go out here, have a much better three-point shooting day. I think he'll get to the foul line a lot. I could see him shooting the ball 25 times in this game, getting close, you know, the 30, 35 points. So I think this number's too low. I think that the books are going to have their defenses up on this one. You know, how much more Tyler Hero money are we going to take on this one? So my gut feeling went off. This goes up to probably 24.5. It goes up. So I would say hurry up and get after this now. Before the public and maybe even the pros come in on this same prop, because this is the way that you got to go for this game.
And also, you know, we took a look at last year where Tyler Hero wasn't there, where they made that run to the NBA Finals. You know, maybe in the back of my mind, it's like, okay, this is now my opportunity to help this team win this game and, you know, get into the playoffs. And who knows what happens after that, that these guys were able to do it without me last year. You know, maybe I can return the favor to this team this year and go out and have a great game here and potentially lead my team to winning this game. So I think you're 100% correct that if the Miami Heat do win this game, I think it has to be on the back of Tyler Hero and him having a big scoring night for the Miami Heat here. So hopefully we start a new winning streak here for our player prop best bet. That's going to be Tyler Hero over at 23.5 points, currently over on FanDuel. And again, I'm already starting to see some 24.5s pop up there. So get to this number as soon as you can. I would not be surprised come game time, this possibly gets to 25.5 for Tyler Hero. So hopefully we start a new winning streak here for our player prop best bet. All right, that is going to wrap it up for this edition of the NBA podcast on RJ Bell's Dream Preview. Sleepy, two games left here to determine who's going to be the eighth seed in each conference. And then we are officially on to the NBA playoffs starting round one on Saturday, bright and early. So I'm definitely looking forward to it, my man. But anything else you want to mention to our listeners before we go our separate ways?
Yeah, like I mentioned on the last podcast, we were a little bit unsure what we were going to do with the NBA podcast, when we were going to record it, what we were going to release. So we felt pretty comfortable just going ahead doing these two last playing games here. And as far as the Saturday games and maybe even the Sunday games, because we'll have, you know, some final results. Again, just keep your alerts on, because Manoff and I, and we haven't drilled down on when we're going to release a podcast. We might actually do another one maybe late tonight or early tomorrow to go ahead and knock out those Saturday and Sunday games. So just keep your alerts on. Check out our Twitter pages at SleepyJ_pregame, at SportsNerd824 for podcasts to go ahead and drop. So just keep your alerts on. You never know when we might drop something.
Yeah, a good time to have those alerts on, especially now that the schedule was a little weird this week when it came to the NBA. So we want to get out, you know, as much content as we can for the NBA playoffs. So great reminder to get those notifications on. All right, that's going to wrap it up. We'll be back later sometime this week, getting ready for game one of the playoffs starting on Saturday. I'm super, super excited. So we'll talk to you guys later this week. Till then, good luck with your bets. Let's break these books off, and we'll talk to you guys down the road.